Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Écoute, hein? Always good. Qui est par les fonds?
Yeah. First of all, I mean, how's Ryan Gravenberch? What's the latest on his injury? How serious is it?
He's good. So that happens not often that you send a player to the scan and that everything comes out clear. So normally when a player feels something and he goes for a scan, they always find something. But it was only Dom, so he's fatigued, extra fatigued, that means. So we have to be careful, but I think today there's a possibility he can train. So that's a really, really good news, especially because he played well. Eh? He, especially against man-marking sides, he is really helpful to keep the ball.
Yeah. I suppose that was a big thought as well, wasn't it? Mm. Because he is beginning to get up ahead of his performances. The last thing he needed was a setback.
Yeah, especially Alexis is out, of course. He's a player we miss. You see that in the game where sometimes it's really rushed. He's a player who's really calm. So, yeah, we miss a few boys. But with Wata stepping up, with Ryan, Kurt, Harvey, Dom, so still good.
You got a timescale on Alexis?
It will go into the new year, but that could be possible. So, and we play the 1st of January, so let's see.
And with Ryan, just checking as well, does that mean he's not available for tomorrow night? And do you think you're more Arsenal he'll be available for?
It's like this: if a player is fatigued and he comes off, that there is something, no? But there's no muscle tear, there's nothing in the muscle, but the muscle is fatigued, so because he feels something, so we have to be careful. But how I said before, he can train hopefully today, and we have to judge it. But especially he has to judge himself, and I can't see why he would not be available for the next week. So, but let's see tomorrow. Comes quick, the games come too quick, yeah.
Well, that's it. Quarterfinal of the League Cup,
top, yeah.
Arsenal to come at the weekend. I mean, does that put into context how decisive a month this can potentially be?
Nah, we always say that the first half of the season is like a base you create. You want to bring the Europa League to the knockout stages. You want to after Christmas, you want to be in and around top four for sure, but close to the front in the Premier League around this period after Christmas. You want to play, especially this team, because it's basically a new team. You want to reach finals and reach a semi-final in January will only be helpful for the boys to grow. And they show a lot of passion, a lot of ambition to compete in this competition. So that's something we really want.
How do you assess this quarter-final lineup now? Obviously, you can only think about West Ham, but three of the four ties are all Premier League ties.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a really interesting competition, you see.
Yeah. It is an interesting competition because if you want to be successful in all four, if you want to at least compete in all four, you need a full squad available. You need everybody on their toes, like every day, and everybody wants to play and everybody wants to compete. That's the main thing. And I feel really happy about these last weeks because you see that you need the full squad to win football games if the calendar becomes like this, and that's something we did. So I'm really proud of that. It shows how subs came in. It shows how the mentality was of the boys to create really a difference, and that's something you need. And that's why I like this competition a lot as well, because it gives some players opportunity. It gives young players opportunity. And at the same time, you play early finals, and everybody knows Liverpool Football Club is here to reach finals, to play in the finals at least. Yeah.
You've got you've had some tough games on, well, the two games that you've had, Leicester obviously look as though they could be a Premier League team against
you.
Bournemouth away isn't easy. And
no.
West Ham, who are going well at the moment in Europe and in the Premier League.
It's like this, you need to earn the right, no, to progress. And West Ham is a team who beat Arsenal, who is already in the knockout stages of the Europa League, same as us. I feel they are more collective with Kudus, Bowen and Paqueta up top. They have a lot of technique there. They're really class. They can create from deep. They can create high. Individual qualities are good. And they still can mix it up. Long balls to Suchek and then really compete from there. The right side is really combination, like with Kudus coming inside, combine that. They are good at that. And what I feel, they are more aggressive than they were before. So big compliment to the coach, of course, because he's doing a really good job, I think. And because they are more aggressive as well in their pressing. When they feel good in games, they go higher and with more aggression. So we will need to be spot on. We will need to be respect this and then put our game into place. We have to try to push them back and all these things. But yeah, let's see.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. I think Darwin is full of desire. You see this in each game. And if we would only judge players on the goals, that would be so unfair. Because in our way, always when we reach our targets or when we really were there to compete, it was always about the collective. That was always made the difference. Not individual, it was always the collective who made. When Mo was not playing well, it was Sadio created. When Bobby was maybe not playing well, Mo was the one who's decided. So that these things happen. I feel that there's a good connection between Mo and Darwin, for example. The way they see each other, assist each other. And I feel above everything that Darwin is playing a much better season than last year. The way how he defends for the team, the way how he controls the center and at the same time put pressure, the way he goes, the way how he chases back, his counter press as well. He helps us a lot when we are deep and we can play with him as a reference. So he does that much better. Take the goal from Wata. One play long and he sets and Mo then assist Wata. But he becomes much more our striker. It's a long time we play with a false nine where the extra play come there. Now it's Darwin Nunez who's always in the last line, maybe too high, offside sometimes. But he's learning and he's... but I like a lot. And I think, and we have the discussion more often, this guy is full of fire. And that's what our stadium likes. And that's what we need as well, to lead the line in this way. And can only become better. It's a good thing. It's always with goals. If you create a lot, the goals will come naturally. And that's a compliment to our team as well, because we are creating. And sometimes you have to be a little bit lucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
We sit together, we do individual meeting, we show images, we have a really good relationship, all of us have, so I'm not speaking only me, and he feels our trust, and that's the thing what we can give him. And as I said, if you're not creating, that would be much worse, but we are creating, so yeah. James.
Where do you feel Sabol's lines up to at the moment? He set ridiculously high standards when he first came in for the first few months of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe not having quite the same influence on game.
Yeah.
Is that a bit of fatigue? Is it other players missing? The team not functioning quite as well? Or what do you think it is?
He's 22. He's so young. And we are really happy that he made impact already. So we know what he's capable of. The only way to come back to the standards he has is to work harder, to work better, to train better. Rhythm he has because he plays constantly games. I'm not saying that he's not, so understand me right there. He has this character that he wants to show and wants to be important for the team. As long as he keeps that and he fights and the team around him is stable, he will come back to his best as well. But we already saw what he's capable of, and that's something we need. Last year everybody was saying we need to renew our midfield, no? We need new boys. So now we have new boys and some. There will always be difficult phases in the season, or less top moments in the season. We're just really happy that he's with us, that's for sure.
When would you hope to have Diogo back playing?
He's doing ball work outside, so he's getting better and better. But always with the hamstrings, it's tricky, you know. You always want to give it like 2 or 3 days more, because and then you're at least sure, especially with the re-injuries before. So we will be careful with him, but he's close. Yeah.
How do you kind of balance the moment with unbelievably high expectations at the start of the season, the reality of this is sort of saying
everything you get the balance right, really? The balance between expectations. We created this ourselves, no? So it's basically, one thing is the expectations the people think, the other expectation are what we think. We start a season where we want to create new memories, where we want to create special games, where we want to create a team who can beat the best teams in the world. We don't need to be the best, we want to beat the best teams. This mentality has to go, and underneath all of the talks, underneath of everybody saying and all discussions after the United game, this team underneath, it's growing and it's growing and it's growing, and you feel it in everything. How they are together, how they train, how we push Man United, for example, for the first 30 minutes on their half and they can't come out. That's our new team. So, and that's growing. And we, coaching, management, Jurgen, of course, and all of us, we feel this, and that's something we want to build on. And we always knew it will never go like... That doesn't happen. It takes time to build a good team, to drill a good team, to that they feel connected in a certain way, and that they know our game inside out. We know this, and we are really happy with the team in front of us. So, and I hope that Anfield is happy as well, because this team. As an unbelievable future, in my opinion.
Will and Dave.
Pep was just going to housekeeping there with Fabio Carvalho, also loaned
mm-hmm.
Leipzig.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a lot of minutes and mm-hmm. forced the discussions in January. Is there been a decision to Leipzig play their last game in Germany before the break?
Yeah. Tonight? Yeah, I love England, no? We just keep playing. It's top. It's unbelievable. So we have to make a good decision on him, no? Most important that he finds rhythm. We all know that a player with rhythm is a different player than a player without. So to keep playing, a player with confidence or without confidence, and a player who trains in a certain way is a different player. So he needs to find minutes, no? But it's not up to me, it's up to our directors to speak with the club and to find the best solution for him. We all want the best for him because he's our player. So wait and see, but no decision made about that.
Pep, we've spoken before about this team's improving. I know it's like a new team, but how important would it be to get that first trophy, which could be the Caribou Cup, if you could do it, really, just to show people this team can win like double
something? Oh, careful. For sure, yeah. So if you want, you have to build on something. You have to, how can I say? If you want to build a team who really can compete, you need to play finals. That's why this Carabao Cup is so important, because you play already in January a semi-final. And to grow, to make this step, that's massive. I think the most important thing is that the boys, our players, say Virgil, say Dominique, say Trent, say Robbo, these guys more, that they have the ambition to win, that they want more trophies. And a few of the big ones left who had this ambition, this passion to put every day in place certain standards. And I feel that this team, that they want it even more, maybe without saying it, but it's really nice to see them grow in this way. That's it. Cool. See you guys.
See ya. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.